In the case of death, keep the memory alive. Very important. Talk about them. Remember them. What they were like, what they enjoyed, the humorous things. Laugh together. It's okay to laugh. Cry together. It's okay to cry together. Do not ignore them. Something that has been very healing for myself is when we get together as a family to talk about Dad, to talk about my brother, the memories we have, the humorous things they did, things they might have said, some very profound things they might have said, special things they did, and even the funny and silly things they said or did. A good laugh sometimes is very helpful. Don't be afraid to mention their name. Most people want to talk about that person. And they don't want you to change the subject or apologize if they start crying, because the person is still very much a part of their life, even if it's just memories. This person is very important to the grieving person. Probably one of the most painful things that we experienced after our son died is people would start talking about it, talking about the situation, or talking about our son, or talking about us, and we'd start crying. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make you cry. We don't have to talk about this. Let's just talk about something else. And inside I was like, no, I want to talk about it. But they had already decided that we don't talk about it. We'll talk about something else. Again, it's a sign of not being comfortable with tears. Most grieving people get tired of bringing up the subject themselves. I know there was times my wife and I would sit at home and talk about it. I'm just sick and tired of always talking about it myself. Can't anybody else ever ask? A grieving person wants to talk about the one that was special to them. We all do. Because they are very important to us. One person made this statement: help me remember not to forget. The humorous things, the things you appreciated, the things that mean a lot to you, also some of the weaknesses, tell me about the person you knew. Just ask them, share about this individual. Just talk about it. I'd like to know this person better. Be realistic. Don't make the person someone they were not. It will help me gain insights about them that I never had. Share that with people. Get them to explain to you what this special person to them was like. I'm going to read you a story. A woman whose son was killed in an accident said that no one said her son's name in her presence 6 months after the accident, and it was driving her crazy because he was constantly on her mind. But she felt no one would ever acknowledge that he even existed. Then one day she was walking through the mall and suddenly saw one of her son's friends from high school. They made eye contact, and instead of walking away, he came straight toward her. His first words were, "You know, I think about Jim often and miss him so much." They sat down, exchanged stories, tears, laughter, and memories for the next hour. It was the most healing hour she had had in 6 months. This woman said she feels this young man was an angel sent from God right now when she needed one most. This is a high school student. sitting down with his friend's mother. I still remember losing my friend in a farm accident. And his mother told us, come and visit. And I know I didn't do it near as much as I should have. But even to this day, I still enjoy her. Most grieving people are neglected. Remember, when your life is back to normal, theirs is not. When you are back to normal routine, they may still be in a tailspin. I'm going to get fairly blunt. some don'ts. Do not wait to make contact. Don't wait till they call you. They probably won't. They need someone now. Don't think others will be there. Do not use cliches like it's a blessing. At least they're not in pain anymore. Let the grieving person say that if they want to. They may not be feeling blessed at that moment. Or relieved, for that matter. Do not say too much. A hug, a touch, few expressions often speak louder than words. A grieving person senses when you care, even when there are no words. I'm going to give another example. I remember standing in the funeral home. After my dad passed away, there was a long lineup. Some people came through. They had lots to say. But I remember very little of what was said. We had a neighbor. He was a Catholic. They were a Catholic family. And my dad had rented land from them for quite a number of years. And he did some stuff. My dad was a mechanic, so he'd help this guy with some stuff sometimes. And sometimes we'd go to their place. And I remember driving dirt bike with the boys when dad was working.